As the Democrats prepare to debate tonight in Nevada, another debate is brewing over whether it's okay to recline your airplane seat. A woman tweeted out a video of herself on an American Airlines flight. The man sitting behind her was repeatedly hitting the back of her seat after she reclined her chair. And now the woman, Wendy Williams, is speaking out. Here she is on Fox Business Channel.
I think that guy, the guy definitely needs to be prosecuted. And I feel like it's kind of a David and Goliath story with American Airlines because they're this big company and I'm just a teacher, you know, and they should, for them to put that statement out there, that their concern is their comfort of their customers. It's just rubbish.
She's referring to an American Airlines statement that said the safety and comfort of our customers and team members are our top priorities and our team is looking into the issue. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now with more on this. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this has sparked a really big debate online about who was right. Let's go through each side. What is the argument against allowing passengers to recline their seat?
Well, it's simply that there's less leg room than there used to be. That person behind you is closer to you than they would have been on most airlines several years ago. And that's something I've thought about in recent years as I've kind of become a little bit more careful about reclining than I used to be.
What about the argument in favor? Because I would think if the seat can do it and you're crammed into a small place, why shouldn't you be able to lean back?
Absolutely. You know, most airlines still allow you to recline. There are airlines that have fixed the seats so that you can't do it. But if you're allowed by the airline to do it, then you have the right to recline, right? Another inalienable right that surely would have been in the Constitution had they had airplanes back then, right? And I typically have, like I said, I've thought about this more over the years, but I've typically felt that way. I don't mind if the person in front of me reclines into me gently, you know, respectfully, and I'll do the same thing to the person behind me. Now, the man in that video was in the last row. His seat didn't recline, and people online have said, well, if you're sitting in the second to the last row, maybe you really shouldn't recline. But I'm not sure how well that logic works, because then what's the person in the third to the last row supposed to think about the person in the second to the last row? I mean, at some point, you're going to have somebody reclining into somebody who's not able to recline.
So Delta's CEO, and this was an American Airlines flight that this happened on, but Delta's CEO weighed in on this, saying in a recent interview that you should ask before reclining, and people were upset because they say, wait a minute, you're the airline that's making these seats so small with no legroom.
And I thought that was interesting that Delta CEO actually came out and said something more substantive, whatever you think about it, than Americans said. They sort of just said they're looking into this. But yeah, no, it's true. It's not just our imagination. Seats on a lot of airlines are getting closer together. And a few of the ultra low cost carriers, as they call themselves, led first by Spirit, said, okay, enough with the reclining. Spirit said, we pre-recline your seats. That sounded like a funny euphemism at the time, but they said, you know, basically they're fixing the seats at a slight recline. You couldn't move them. They weren't trying to avoid fights. I mean, they were trying to save money because reclining seats have extra parts and way more and all that and saving money. But a benefit of that is that nobody on Spirit fights over anybody reclining their seat into them anymore.
I have to say, from my last experience on Spirit, the words comfort and reclined didn't really fit into how I thought about my seat. But maybe I was just on the wrong plane. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.